Hotel Station, good morning. This is Jack on 2. You're welcome aboard Lab Cam 2 and Gem Cam 2. We're going to get started with our polar sample transfer in just a few minutes.
Sounds good, Jack. Can't wait to see your face.
Usually not what people say to me in the morning.
I was actually talking to Sophie.
That's not really fair.
Station Huntsville on 2 for Jack and Polar.
Huntsville Station, we're with you on 2.
Hey, we see the lab view, but if we could get a wider view, we really want to get Polar 7, which is at Lab Overhead 4, Juliet 2, in that shot.
Okay, copy. We will pause here for a second, and I'll go get a wider lab view for you.
Copy. And we're not seeing the other cameras. If you could flip those on.
Huntsville Station, we have set GemCam 2. You don't see it.
Hey, Sophie, we are having some issues here on the ground. We do see Jack right now, that beautiful face, but we're working to get the other ones up.
Copy. Right now we are retrieving some items from Melfi 1 and with GemCam 2 giving a full big picture view of them.
Copy. Thank you.
Houston Station on 2 for Arid Software.
Go ahead on 2.
Good morning. Yeah, just wondering, so we've been having some problems with the ARED software recently. We've had a lot of COM instrumentation box errors. Usually they're solved by just restarting the software, but I've had 4 errors now. I've restarted the software a couple times, and it's really lagging. So I powered off and rebooted the tablet to see if that would help, but once it came back up, it kept doing the same thing. So I'm wondering if we should cycle the power of the exercise instrumentation box per that next step.
Okay, Jessica. Yep, let's go ahead and power cycle the power supply and see how that helps.
Okay, I'll try that now. Stand by.
So, Station checks with you on 2. Just want to double check that you guys are happy with cameras before we really get into this.
Yeah, Jack, that's great. We have that lab view. We still don't have the other cameras, but you're go to press.
We're go to press.
Station on 2 for Arid.
Go ahead, Jessica.
Yeah, unfortunately, that did not work. I'm not sure that I actually waited the full 60 seconds. I know they recommend 60 seconds on that checklist, so I have to try it again and make sure I waited 60 seconds, or let me know if you have another idea.
Yep, if that's the last thing on the checklist, why don't we try it again, wait 60 seconds, otherwise I would have to call some folks about this one, since I don't have a BME here.
Okay, yeah, no worries, I'll try that again, we'll see if we get lucky this time, thank you. Houston Station, I'll do for Arid.
Go ahead, Jessica.
Unfortunately, that didn't work either. I also I had checked the connections, but for Chris's suggestion, you know, I took off the dongle and reseated it. I know that had caused some problems before, but still getting the same error. I think at this point I'm just going to just continue with my workout and it won't count the reps and stuff, of course, but I don't really have a ton of time right now to keep troubleshooting it. So I will just continue and we'll let you know, if other people have this problem or not, but then when, you know, whenever we have a BME at the console, we can follow up with you again.
Okay, that sounds good. Yep, I was just getting into an AR and shit hole trying to find some other answers for you, and it looks like they captured that the reoccurrence has been happening more frequently about 3 days ago in the AR. So we may need to wait just a little bit to get some rewards on it, but please let us know if anything changes.
Okay, yeah, thank you. Yeah, that's seems to be in line with what we've been experiencing. It's been like the last few days that it seems to be happening multiple times per workout for some people, not for all people, so it seems to be kind of random still. But, yeah, we hopefully will get to the bottom of it.
Okay, understand all. Hey, is there a certain error code number that you're getting over and over, just so I can track that?
Let me see. I'll cycle it again to see. It's the typical no COM, no data communication error with the instrumentation box. I'm not sure if there's a number or not, but I will, if I get it again, I will let you know.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, at your convenience. So if you want to go back to working out and then try it when you're resting in between sets, that'll be good.
All right, I'll keep you posted. Station 2, there's no number. Basically, it's a pop-up box that says warning across the top with a black bar, and then it says communication with the exercise instrumentation box has failed. You can try to log out, power cycle, exercise instrumentation box. Check Ethernet cables are connected securely and re-log in to reset. You may also continue with your exercise, but reps and loading data will not be available. Contact ground at earliest convenience. And that's it. No data about the actual error itself.
Okay, copy that. Thank you for checking. I appreciate it.
All right.
Station Houston on 2-4, lab JSL router.
Houston, patient's with you on 2. I was going to ask you about that.
Hey, Chris. Yep, we have lost our video streams down here on the ground, and we believe it's due to the JSL router. So I'm wondering if you can give it a power cycle for us, and I've got a procedure reference for you when you're ready.
Yeah, happy to do that. Yeah, we also seem to have CrewNet down. So, I'm ready to copy.
Okay, sounds good. It's going to be procedure 4.10.110, and that's in the POC book. It's power cycle A, JSL router. You'll perform step 1.
POC 4.10.110, step 1. Copy all.
All right, thanks for the help, Chris.
And Houston, Chris on 2. My IPv tablet is acting up right now. I'm sitting in front of the cobalt bridge for the routers. Can you tell me which one? Is just lab router 1, or is a different one that you want me to power cycle the brick for?
Okay, Chris. I'm going to give you a serial number just to make sure we do this right. So serial number 1427, and it should just be labeled lab JSL router. You'll take it off, wait 30 seconds, and then go ahead and power it. Take the switch back to on.
Yep, I got it. I'm in front of 1427, and I will power cycle that one.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Houston, Chris on 2. I gave Lab Router 1 a power cycle. Still waiting, but I have not seen good indications return on any of my onboard products yet.
All right, Chris, we're going to ask you to give it one more minute. We're starting to see some good data here on the ground. It's coming in slowly, so just give us one more minute.
Copy all. Standing by.
Station Houston on 2 for Chris and router.
Chris is with you on 2.
Hey, Chris, just to give you a status, we're starting to see some services restored, but not all of them, so we're going to need just a few more minutes to discuss if we need to reboot the other router or determining which router, lab or node 2. So give us just a few more minutes and let us know if you see anything on your end.
Copy all, yeah. And I'm seeing some interesting things on various ping masters. I know from like some of the SSDs I can see some other ones, and it shows sort of lab router 1 switch alpha, good connection, bad timed out for Bravo. But I'm checking on the various SSDs to see what can reach what. If there's any data I can give you guys to help you diagnose, please let me know. I'm happy to take looks.
Okay, Chris, the info on the switch router for Bravo does help us. Give us just a few more minutes to figure out what we want to do next.
Copy all. Houston, Chris on 2 for router issues.
Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, just as an interesting data point, I guess from some of the SSCs, I can see in PingMaster, I get a good ping to lab ISL router 1 switch alpha, and then timed out or bad hosts to other SSCs or other hypervisors. But if I go to SSCs that are in the sort of bad list of one SSC, I am now able to ping lab ISL router 1 switch Bravo, but not Alpha. So it seems like there's sort of some halves of the network are communicating with each other, but not across.
Okay, Chris, thank you. That was helpful. What we're going to have you do is actually power cycle router 1 again. This time, let's leave it off for about 5 minutes before we turn it back on, and we'll see if that helps this time.
Copy all. I will power cycle lab router 1, Cobalt Brick 1427. Leave it off for about 5 minutes before turning it back on.
Good copy. Thank you.
Houston, Chris on 2. I just re-powered the lab router 1. Let's see if that does anything.
Okay, copy that. And as we start to take a look at the data to see what comes in, if you want to go ahead and do any ping masters and give us some more data, we'll take it. We're trying to not call Pluto, but if we have to, we will.
Yeah, copy all. Yeah, I'll keep an eye on the various ping masters and see kind of what comes up and what can talk to each other. And then just for your guys' awareness, we are down all our ops products, I guess, except for backup. So just for your awareness.
Okay, yep, copy that.
Houston, Chris on 2 with an update.
Hey, Chris, let me catch you on the other side of this handover so I don't miss anything. Station Houston on 2 for Chris.
Hey, Chris is with you on 2. I just wanted to give you an update. I'm still seeing the same kind of behavior. I've been kind of going around to all the different computers and seeing what Pingmaster can figure out, and it seems like just parts of the network are not talking to each other, so some computers can see lab router number one switch Bravo, some can see Alpha, some can see each other, and others can't. It doesn't look like there are mutually exclusive groups that can't see each other, though, which is kind of interesting. I'm still kind of trying to diagnose. I just wanted to pass on where we're at with things.
Okay, copy that. And with that, are you still down all of your ops products as well?
A firm, no ops products, as far as I can tell.
Okay, copy. Thanks for the info. We're going to think about it some more here on the ground. And just to give you a heads up, I got a call from the on-call SpaceX MD. The Crew Dragon had a rad hit on one of the comm Rio strings. Everything's in a good config, but the timing of that and the timing of this is making me think that they could have been related to a similar rad hit. So give us some time to think about it, and we'll let you know if we have any other ideas, and if you have any, we'll take them as well.
Okay, yeah, I mean, the only thing that's great info, and yeah, the only thing that's coming to my mind is to kind of just give a full reboot to all of the network infrastructure to see if maybe something is left in a bad state that's confusing everybody when they try to talk to each other.
Okay, copy. Yeah, we're starting to think that might be the right idea. It's a matter of if that's just power cycling the routers or if we need to have some conversations about the firewalls as well.
Yeah, copy. Yeah, the firewalls could be part of the problem there too. Let me know. I'll continue to see if I can diagnose things with Pingmaster. But let me know. I at least know where the firewalls and the lab cobalt bricks are to power cycle them. So just let me know what further ideas you guys have or further actions you want us to take.
Okay, copy that. I'm going to give Pluto here a call just to give them the full story and see if they've got any other ideas as well. Thanks, Chris.
Yep. Thanks. Copy all. Station Jack on 2.
With you on 2, Jack.
Hey, since you're probably not following along on the cameras, just want to let you know that we've done all the cold storage swappage. Everything went smoothly. Really like how you guys have these tables and the procedure that makes it nice and easy to see where stuff is going. So appreciate all that.
Thank you so much, Jack. We appreciate that. I'm sorry I didn't get to see y'all work, but we trust you got it all done. Thank you. And, Jack, before you get away, I have some answers for you and Sophie. You left some notes in your Stovetrack cargo notes yesterday, and I have some answers for you whenever you're ready.
All right. Sophie and I are here, and we're ready to copy.
Okay, for Jack, I think you left the crew note at step 239.02, and you have everything you need. The serial numbers were a little off in that, but you have the 8 serial numbers on hand. Those are the ones we need to be packed, so you're go to pack those.
Okay, if those were the ADCEP cassettes where the serial number is ended in 9-1 instead of 3-1 or something, but we have the right cassettes and we can pack that. Sounds good.
That's good understanding. And for Sophie, step 238.06 and 07, you have the two bags of IV gen bags and needed an alternate location. You were looking for those and couldn't find them. And that's going to be at JLP Port 1, Bravo 1, Charlie 1, in a 1.0 CTB. It's entitled IVGEN 1, serial number 5320.
Copy, 1 other CTB, IVGEN 1, 5320, in JLP Port 1, Bravo 1, Charlie 1. I'll look and let you know.
Thank you. We appreciate it. That's all I have.
Thank you very much.
Houston, Chris on 2.
Chris, go ahead.
Yeah, just to give you a heads up, it actually looks like we have sort of a mix of things. So some of the SSCs can seem to see all the hypervisors and have ops products. Some of the SSCs can't. Our iPads seem to be having, don't have ops products. So it seems, yeah, it's all very, very strange. Some stuff can see things, other things can't, and some things can see everything, some things can see a subset of things. So it's very strange.
Okay, copy. Thank you for the data point. I did call Pluto. They're logging in remotely to see what they can see, and they'll get us some next steps. It's good that you can get some of the apps products, though, on some of the SSCs, so that's a little bit helpful. But give us a bit, and we'll give you next steps then when we have them.
Copy all. And I took a peek at all of the hypervisors. All of them do say go for ops. Hypervisor 2 and 3 did have some like messages on the screen about hardware errors. I couldn't tell whether those were like old messages and inconsequential or new things, but they all say go for ops and seem responsive.
Okay, copy that. And Chris, the SSCs, when you say that some of them can see the network and you're getting good ops products, are they co-located somewhere, or is it random and spread out? We're just wondering if it's co-located, if that'll help us kind of resolve the area where we're having the issues.
Yeah, I was wondering the same thing. It seems a little bit random. You know, most of the SSCs that are kind of in the same area in, like, our CQs and Node 1, or Node 2, sorry, or sorry, and the lab, Node 2 in the lab can all see each other, except for SSC 7. I can't see SSC 7 for some of those, but on SSC 7 I can see all of the hypervisors, so it's seems very it seems slightly random. I'm still trying to get a handle on it.
Okay, copy. Thank you for the data point.
Until station Sophie on 2 for IVGEN mini bags.
Go ahead, copy.
So I found the items. It's just because I cannot access TokTrack and Ops products right now. Can you let me know the serial numbers of the bag we are looking for, as well as their final destination and which CTV should I put them?
Stand by, Sophie. I'll get that for you.
Thank you. If you want, I can give you the serial numbers that I found. I have serial number in one big giant bag. I have the three serial numbers together, which are 2001, 2002, 2004. In the separate one, I have the mini IV bag 2005. And in another separate bag, I have the mini IV bag 2003.
Copy all, Sophie. So you have the right ones. You do need serial numbers 2001, 002, and 004, and then in the other bag 2003, but you do not need 2005.
And so from Sophie and 2, we had the short handover, so I'm with you for, so I understand that there were good serial numbers, and I did not have the rest of the message.
That's affirmed. You've got 1, 2, and 4 in one bag, and then 2003 in another bag. You do not need 2005. And they're going to go in the RO81 bag, the 1.0, and that should be at Node 2 Deck 2.
Okay, copy. So I will place back the 2005, which we do not need, and the other ones that we need are going in the R081 that I already see in Node 2 Deck 2.
Copy all. Let me know if you need anything else.
I think that's all for now. I will pause until I see the packing, because I remember the R081 needs some picture with a specific specific matching for the sea biomes habitats and everything, all of the habitats. So I'll close here and make sure when we have obstructs back that I have the good picture to make the good orientation on this one.
And Sophie, we copy all. Just one other thing. You're going to need two layers of bubble wrap around those mini bags.
Okay, so in that case, then, it won't fit. Right now, it barely fits without the layers of bubble wrap. So something will have to go out of this R081. My strong suggestion would be to remove the what is called the outer insulated container, which, by the way, I will need to use tomorrow for packing the first two things from JAXA module. But yeah, definitely nothing, like, not enough room for everything.
And we copy all, Sophie, we're talking in here, but will it fit with one layer and we'll be good? And we'll talk the rest of it on the ground, see if there's anything else that's needed, since you'll be back in there tomorrow.
Okay, but even with one layer, it won't fit. Right now, the bag with zero layers is slightly bulging already.
We copy all. We're going to talk about it and let you know. Thank you for the information.
You're very welcome. And meanwhile, while I have you, I was just wondering about 2005. Is this supposed to go to trash in the end, or because I guess if we don't send it back, I'm not sure it's going to be used. So maybe I can tempstow it and note to MWA while you're getting an answer.
Okay, Sophie, that we don't know if it's future use yet, 2005, so we just want you to put it back in the bag where you got it in 5320.
Okay, serial number 2005 back to CDB5320. Great, and work, and thank you very much for everything.
Thank you, too. My son will be excited. He took French this year, and he was so excited that you were up there and I get to talk to you, but I can't talk in French.
Oopsie, so sorry. I missed your message. I was translating to JLT.
So sorry. It wasn't important. I was just going to tell you that my son took French this year, and he was so excited that I get to talk to you up there. Although, I don't know any other words other than bonjour.
Oh, that's so cute. All right, so bonjour, bonjour, and hi to all the teams on the ground, whether they are French, they know French, or they don't know French, and it's perfect to you.
Thank you, Sophie.
Houston, Chris on 2 for JSON.
Chris, go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm trying to check out as many SSCs as I can. And the biggest pattern I think I'm able to see is that I think all of the lab SSCs seem to be having good communication with all the hypervisors, so it looks like I have ops products on all of those. It does look like they are all having problems connecting to lab router 2, though. So I'm wondering if a power cycle to lab router 2 might be needed.
Okay, Chris, that is helpful. Give me just a few minutes, and let me get back to you. That's likely the route will end up going down, but give me just a few minutes.
Okay, copy all.
Station Houston on 2 for Chris.
On 2.
All right, Chris, we're going to go ahead and power cycle both lab router 2 and the node 2 router. We're seeing issues with both of those on the ground now that Pluto's been able to get logged in. If you need the steps, let me know, but since you said you have ops products on a couple of the SSCs, you can go back to that procedure, that 4.10.110, and it'll be steps 2 and 3 in that procedure.
Yep, copy all. My understanding is just power cycling the cobalt bricks for those routers. Lab router 2, I know where that one is, and I can pop into the procedure and find the one for the node 2 router. I will go ahead and do the lab router 2 one right now.
Okay, sounds good. And just to make it easy for you, the node 2 GSL router, that serial number for the cobalt brick, 1441.
Copy, 1441. Do you happen to know approximately where that one is located?
Looks like node 2, port 3.
I think I see it. Thank you.
All right, thank you much. And we can just wait the 30 seconds between the off and then the on.
Yep, I turned off the nodes, the lab router 2. I turned off node 2. I'm going to go back and flip on lab router 2 in a second.
Okay, sounds good. And then we'll need about 5 minutes just to wait for the data to come in, and we'll let you know what we see.
All right, we'll keep fingers crossed. Houston, Chris on 2. It looks like at least from up here from some of the FSCs, I'm now seeing great connectivity to everything on the network.
Okay, copy, Chris. Thanks for the data point. Give us a little bit more time to look here on the ground. And Chris, while I have you, can you turn on one of the lab cameras so we can try to downlink it? That will be a good test for us.
Copy. Oh, yeah. I will turn on lab cam 1 and get that on for you momentarily. But, yeah, it looks like on all of the SSCs I've flown by in multiple modules, we now have good connectivity to everything that we normally do.
Okay, copy that. Station, Houston on 2 for Chris.
Houston, Chris on 2 for ARED.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, I'm just getting to my ARED now, and I'm still getting these exercise communication box errors. I tried, you know, sort of the normal things that Jessica was trying, but I'm wondering if it's worth giving another power cycle to the exercise instrumentation box. Maybe all this networking stuff got it a little bit confused. Wondering if I'm okay to try that.
Yep, let's go ahead and try that. And just to give you a status, it looks like everything is back up and running. We're looking good. We were able to stream the video, so we're I think we're in pretty good shape with the reboot. So thank you so much for all of that. And let me know how the power cycle goes of EIB.
Sounds good. Yep, that's great news. And welcome. Houston, Chris on 2 for ARED. I'm cautiously optimistic, but it looks like a power cycle of the instrumentation box and then also just rebooting the tablet and kind of starting everything fresh from scratch may have fixed it. I'll keep my fingers crossed and let you know if there's any changes.
Okay, copy. Thank you, Chris. Good luck and enjoy your workout.
Thanks very much. Appreciate all the help this morning.
Phil, Station on 2 for Timeline.
Hey, Jessica, I'm with you.
Hey, Lori, it's nice to hear your voice again. We have missed you. I was just wondering if it's okay if I start those NanoRacks ops maybe 15 minutes late or so. I'm running a little bit behind with all the network problems we were having this morning.
Well, it's great to be back and hear your voice, too. That is perfectly fine. Anything for you?
Okay, thanks very much.
Shout out to you for NanoRacks.
Go ahead.
Sorry, I have the Node 2 camera 1 up, and I'm going to go grab the modules.
Sounds good. We'll get it routed. And Jessica, that's good to you for us. Copy, Gumbo. Hi, pretty lady. Shake, shake, shake. Shake, shake, shake. Shake your tubing. I feel like I should let you know we were singing that down here.
Shake, shake, shake. Shake that tubi. Shake that tubi.
We love it. All right, you're making our day down here. Now, if you're a Swiftie, we can switch to shake it off. Shake it off.
That was all Drew Morgan and Chris Cassidy, huge Swifty fans. Who would have thunk?
Wow, not me.
Fact. I witnessed it. SpaceX Huntsville on SpaceX. Huntsville Station on 2. I have created CTV 045-5374. I'll put that in the crew note. That's the SpaceX 34R090.
We copy. Thank you. Bye. Talk to you soon.
Have a wonderful the rest of your Sunday.
Station Huntsville, for any available crew at your convenience, we're looking for a laptop power cycle.
Go ahead on 2.
Our AMS laptop has lost communication, so we're looking for a power cycle. It's deployed around Express Rack 9 Bravo, which is at Col 1 Forward 2.
Yeah, I'm familiar where that is located. I will go and take a look.
Copy. Thank you very much.
Console Station, I'll see you for AMS laptop.
Go ahead.
Yeah, the laptop is on. It does appear to be frozen. I can't get the cursor to move at all on the screen. I can see the screen does have a terminal page up and an AMS digital data recording system page. Assuming a hard reboot is good with you guys?
That's correct. Thank you, Jessica.
All right, no worries. Console Station, I'll see you for AMS.
Go ahead.
The reboot seems to have worked. I have the AMS background, and I'm able to select either applications or places. Would you like me to just leave it at that state, or what would you like?
We're checking. Jessica, thank you for the help, but that's all we need for today. Thank you.
All right, sounds good. So I'll just close the lid then and leave it alone?
That sounds good.
All right, I'll do that. Thanks.